Blog Talk Radio.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives, and we are here another day by the grace of Almighty God. We are here because Jesus loves us. We're here because God has blessed us. We're here because Yahweh has made a way. We are here because Elohim, praise the Lamb of God, has spoken a word over our life and caused us to be blessed today. We are here because the El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, has performed again his great word and his great power and allowed us to see another day. We are here because El Shalom has given us peace through the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. We are here because Jehovah Nissi, hallelujah, has waved his banners over us. once again and has given us supreme life. Praise the Lamb of God, and that is the life of Christ that is in us. And we're glad about it today. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for you, you, and you, and all those that are chiming in here for this dynamic prophetic show today. Praise the Lamb of God. I see already in queue. Praise the Lord, my brother and my co-host. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl Sanders is here with us via internet and telephone, all the way from Chicago, Illinois, Indianapolis, or California, wherever the Spirit has carried him. Prophet Daryl Sanders, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, international state apostle. How are you?
We are blessed today, man of God. How about yourself?
I'm just great. I'm just great out here enjoying this nice weather out here in Indianapolis. Oh, my God, it's beautiful out here.
It's a beautiful day. It's beautiful here, too. It's a beautiful day here in Detroit, man, in the Southfield area. It's just beautiful. Supposed to be a little just above 80 today, just perfect weather. And we just thank God. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to be like this for the next few days, they say. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna drop the windows and everything in that caddy and air it out. Yes, sir. And just go.
Yes,
sir. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo-wee. The Lord has done great things, and we're glad about it, people of God. I just thank God for his amazing love for us that he does. And he's an awesome God, you know. He's just awesome in all of his ways. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I tell you, Prophet Dell, the Lord is so good to us. You know, even at the Secretary of State, the woman that's been dealing with us is a member of Lisa's, the church that Lisa and James and all of them go to, which is Bishop Middleton's church over at New Covenant. And it's amazing how you can walk in a place and just walk up right to a saint that knows you and that has been knowing you for years, that you can't even recognize that they know you. And they just sit there and just say, Prophet, I'm so happy to see you today. It's just amazing how God works things out for you. I tell you, there is no God like our God. There is no God like Jehovah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
He will work for you. Just when you think everything is about to go from the tube, the Lord shows up. And I just thank God for that. She said, oh, yeah, I've been having some problems. Let me get straight. And work that thing out. So slap down that man and told me, good riding, Prophet. Ride with the Holy Ghost. Do ya. Ah, God. Yes, God. Praise. Then I had the opportunity to witness to one of the co-workers that was sitting next to her, and she's supposed to be at our church Sunday. Said, I'm going to praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, long as you own duty, God will go with you. Lo, I'm with you, praise the Lamb of God, if you go. Yes, and as you go preach, as you go witness, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the ages. Isn't that wonderful, Prophet Daryl? Praise the Lamb of God. You know, a lot of people tell me, oh, I hope the Lord go with me. All you got to do is go with God. Hallelujah. If you go doing his will, he's going to be with you. Praise the Lamb of God.
You know what, the Lord, they used to sing an old song, take the Lord along with you everywhere
you go. You don't think I didn't go to that church? I went there too. Yeah, that thing, that until they broke into a jig, man. They'd be doing a holy jig all over the church.
Yeah.
We call those dancing days. Hallelujah. My God.
Woo, I can still shuffle a little bit for the Lord.
Yes, God, don't mess with me now. Don't mess with me now. I'm still not above that, you know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are so happy. Oh, my good intercessors are coming in queue. I see Othelia is here already with us. up in Pontiac, Auburn Hills, or somewhere up there in one of them hills or fields or something. Hey, Celia,
how you
doing
you
today?
How
you
doing,
blessed in the Lord
and
Hallelujah. How was the prosper today? Celia, we're back down in the Carolinas. Good morning, good afternoon. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Daughters of prayer for being here, intercessors. And let me say, Minister Sylvia, I'm sorry. Minister Sylvia. Hallelujah. Lamb of God. Yes, right. That's minister. And we want to make sure that's that. Well, hey, here's my Bertha is with us, too. My Bertha, how you doing today?
I am blessed and I am favored of God. I prophet, Prophet Sanders, Minister Sylvia, Althea.
Hi,
the line up here today. The Lamb of God. Y'all better go shout. Tell us about his word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. The Presbyterian is in place. The saints are in place. It's word Thursday today. Praise the Lamb of God. Shake a tree. Hallelujah. Tell somebody. We hear, praise the Lamb of God, and the Lord God is with us today. Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you, the Lord is good. Praise the Lamb of God. We've been praying, of course, for you, my Bertha, and for Lisa. Praise the Lamb of God. I chatted with her just a little bit this morning. Praise the Lord. And I just want you all to know you're loved, you're loved, you're loved, you're loved. And PSM is standing with you all, praise the Lamb. Of course, the True Church is also, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But even if it wasn't for that, just our connection alone, praise the Lamb of God and the Spirit of God, that we are with you guys during this time, during this hour, praise the Lamb. We just want you to know that, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Prophet Darrell Sanders, hallelujah, it's in the sunshine. We in the sunshine today. Sylvia, how is the weather there in the Carolinas?
It's sunny here, too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the sun never shines up in Auburn Hills and Pontiac. We don't even ask that.
We have some light.
I tell you, it's the sun shining up there.
Yeah, every now and then it peeks behind the clouds.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Lamb of God. Well, we just praise God. Hallelujah for all of you. Praise them that's signing in and calling in. If you're listening to our voice and you want to be a part of our live studio today, you can do that. Error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818 is the number for you to call in and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, people of God, we're going to go to prayer. Let's crank the show up with some word and some prayer here. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. What does it say right here? I turn to it. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man who feareth the Lord, who delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Hallelujah. Just a few six verses of the 112th Psalm for us today as we prepare, praise the Lamb of God, to go into our prayer mode today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. The daughters of Zion is here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell is here. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And we're going to set the floor. We're going to set the pace. We're going to invite the Lord God. Hallelujah. To just have his way. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're just going to let the Lord have his way today. On this show, wait a minute. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, bless his name. He's already. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell.
Every hour.
I need thee.
Amen.
Oh, bless me now.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless me
now.
My Savior.
I come.
Don't think I don't know it now. The Lord. Because the Spirit of the Lord.
Bless you, God. Bless you, God.
I need thee.
Prophet Dale, the Spirit of the Lord, for you to lead us in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise
Jesus,
the Lamb of
God.
I need thee.
Pray, Father, shut in for those. Hallelujah. Extend your hands, Lord, if you can. Hallelujah. Yes, just stretch them towards the Lord. For looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who we cast all of our cares upon, because we know he cares for us. Heaven has not found yet a sorrow in the earth that it cannot console. Heaven has not found the problem in the earth that it does not have the solution. Jesus still has power. Hallelujah. In the hem of his garment. Reach out and touch Pastor Daryl Saunders comes. Lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Lord, to the Lamb of God. Ah, glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for perfect health and strength on today, Lord God. Father God, not only that, Lord, we thank you for watching over us all night long. God, we just thank you for allowing us to wake up early this morning, Lord God. Clothing our right mind. You gave us the activity of our limbs, Lord God. God, you gave us good health and strength on today, Lord God. And for this reason, God, we come to tell you thank you. God, we ask you to forgive us for sin today. Forgive us for our sinful ways, not sinful acts, not sinful deeds. God, we ask you to forgive us for sins of commission, sins of omission, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now,
yes,
God, see your will. We ask you to stop by the line today, oh God. Stop by the door today, oh God. And
have
your way today, oh God, in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. God, we ask you to look on the bereaved families everywhere. We brutalize the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. We counsel the assignment of the enemy. Right now, God, we give you glory today. God, we give you the honor today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We tear up and tear down everything that's not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every form of godliness, in the name of Jesus. God, we command that we have a relationship with you on today, Lord God, that's unchangeable, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Word our mouth today, oh God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, oh God. Our Lord, our Redeemer, our soul saver, our life giver. God, we thank you today. God, we thank you, oh God. God, we thank you. Look on that mother. Look on that woman, oh God. Look on that man, oh God, that don't know who to turn to. But God, we know you're able. We know you're able to deliver. We know you're able to heal. In the name
You're
of
able,
Jesus,
God.
Bind the words of the devil. We curse the hands of Satan.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. We topple all over his kingdom. In the name of Jesus. We snatch up everything that the enemy tries to take from us. In this season and in this hour, we put the brakes on death right now. In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the home. We plead the blood of Jesus over the school. We plead the blood of Jesus over the automobile. We plead the blood over our church. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, wave your blood stained banner over your people today, oh God. Wave your blood stained banner of healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, look for your glory in the name of Jesus. For you have declared in your word that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it back forth. God, do it for your glory in the name of Jesus. God, have your will, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power in Jesus' mighty name. Save the unsaved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, it's so many. So many. Praise the Lamb of God that need for today. Hallelujah. I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, that the prayers of the righteous, they avail it much. Praise the Lamb of God. They avail it much in this hour. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, I love him today. I love him today. Shake a tree. But today is Word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell him to get on the line today. I feel a move of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. A move of God today. I feel a release. Praise the Lamb of God in the spirit. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm going to talk just a few minutes here to you. Praise the Lamb of God about some things that's been deposited into my spirit. Praise the Lamb. And then we're going to go forth. Praise God. But you need to call the inbox. Praise the Lamb of God and tell him, hallelujah, this just may be your day for a word. Hallelujah. From the Lord today. My God, as the Presbyter, Bertha, and those that's with us, Sylvia, all of you all, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell is praying, hallelujah, and we are incubating the Word of God and allowing the Spirit of God to speak to our hearts, to our minds, and our spirits that we might speak to you guys, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with accuracy. My God, let's prepare the threshing. Hallelujah. Boy, I was thinking on Prophet Darrell. I was thinking on my Bertha, this prophetic parental priesthood that the Lord has given to me as far as being a apostolic prophet to minister to those with prophetic callings, and to nurture gifts and to bring people into the place of, you know, their prophetic positions, praise the Lamb of God, so that they can do what God would have them to do. And yesterday I was talking to one of my sisters in Texas who has a wonderful ministry down there, her and her husband, and I was sharing with her, and she was asking me questions about the ministry and how God has blessed us to do what we do. And so I was sharing some things with her, and some things rose up, some questions that she needed resolved to that the Lord was able to allow us to answer to bless her to go forth into a deeper ministry. The Lord has blessed them with the facilities and everything. And she know that she's not supposed to be a church as churches, you know, we know church, but a different type of ministry is placed upon her as it relates to prayer and this, that, and another. And so you may have heard me talking about a prayer storm before. She is the one that initiated that type of technology, praise the Lamb of God, in the spirit, talking about a prayer storm, praise the Lamb of God, how God told her to develop it, and she got this portrait in that sanctuary there of a prayer storm, praise the Lamb of God, like a whirlwind coming, praise the Lamb of God, with blessings and whatever. It's a beautiful picture. I'm thinking on this, and then some things start dropping in my spirit concerning this prophetic parental guidance, praise the Lamb of God, and upbringing. And the first thing the Lord spoke, praise the Lamb of God, in my spirit is that in order for me to be able to raise up men and women of God in this ministry to be powerful and prophetic is that I must, praise the Lamb of God, do some prophetic nurturing. And prophetic nurturing, praise the Lamb of God, deals with almost as it is in the natural, praise the Lamb of God, to train up a child in the way that it should go, is to expose, praise the Lamb of God, the student or the disciple, if you would, of the prophetic to prophetic utterance, to prophetic atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and to nurture and to discipline, praise the Lamb of God. And this is what came to me, that prophetic nurturing, praise the Lamb of God, nature. I wish there was more saints on here to take them some notes on this one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophetic nurturing breeds the prophetic nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, then we know you have to have this gifting and this unction to function has to be given to you by the Lord. That goes without saying. Praise the Lord. I can't make nobody a prophet or anything of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God, unless the Lord tells me to impart such a gifting into an individual, but it's all God initiated. But I'm talking about you all who have, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic, if you would, gifting inside of you, just as many of you that I have met already, praise the Lamb of God, have come in contact with, that I already know that it's there. That needs nurturing. Praise the Lamb of God. And when that is nurtured properly, praise the Lamb of God, it will bring forth the prophetic nature that's in a person that they cannot deny that's there. Praise the Lamb of God. Once it is exposed, praise the Lamb of God, they cannot deny that it is there. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is what my parental, if you would, as many of you call me father and papa and all of that, is about, is to bring about this type of prophetic culture, praise the Lamb of God, through the spiritual nature that you can prophesy on a dime. You can prophesy anywhere you are, praise the Lamb of God, because of the nature that has been developed in you. Now, praise the Lamb of God, of course, the prophetic disciplines that have to come forth within the believer, praise the Lamb of God, is something that everybody can't handle because it spills over into the physical and being rebuked and being corrected, praise the Lamb of God, and being chastised. And everybody can't take it. One thing I love about Prophet Daryl Saunders, praise the Lamb of God, is if there is something that he has noted within himself or he feels that he needs some area of work, he needs to be talked to about, he has always called me or come to me and say, Prophet, I don't play with you, Apostle. I just want you, blah, 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 to know or to help me in this area, praise the Lamb of God, because I want to be everything that God would have me to be. And that type of a student, that type of a disciple, praise the Lamb of God, is one that is going to be easily molded into the prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God, that God wants them to be. That prophetic personality is going to be developed, praise the Lamb of God, just because of a humble and submissive spirit that is willing to be disciplined. Notice that the root word of discipline is disciple, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Notice that, praise the Lamb of God. If you cannot be disciplined, you will never be a disciple. Those who can't take rebuke, those who can't not take a sharp word coming at you, you will never, ever be able to be a great follower if you cannot take godly rebuke, praise the Lamb of God, by and through the Word of God and through the person that God has placed in your life or over your life, praise the Lamb of God, to lead you in the deep waters, praise the Lamb of God, of your giftings and your anointings. And this is why so many stay in shallow water. is because, praise the Lamb of God, when you start swimming in deep water, the currents get stronger, praise the Lamb of God. When you start dealing in deep water, the waters get darker. You can't see underwater as clear, praise the Lamb of God. It takes a different kind of breathing rhythm and habits, praise the Lamb of God. When you go deep sea swimming, praise the Lamb of God, you need some gear on. You need some equipment.
Right.
And we are to equip you in this way so that you can grow, so that you can develop, become strong in the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and in the power of his might. I'm sure you said, Prophet, why are you sharing this with us today? Because God is ready, praise the Lamb of God, to pour his spirit out in a greater measure. And this, Prophet Darrell, those of you, this comes as a revelation, the prophecies God has given us to share with you guys down through the last several months of the corporate words that God has been giving us, I would say for the last year, that God is going to pour out his spirit as mighty as his blessings, and that signs and wonders and miracles are going to take place, and this, that this is going to call for a developed personality. Even in preaching through the book of Acts, these first several chapters that the Truth Church has been going through, already you see, when you see signs and wonders and miracles being wrought, and, you know, we can call, well, they're being wrought through the apostles, but really they're being wrought, people of God, through the seasoned ones. They're being wrought through the discipled ones. They're being wrought through the disciplined ones. They're being wrought through those, praise the Lamb of God, who have spent time with the Master to be developed, to be trained, praise the Lamb of God, and to be under that prophetic covering, that prophetic anointing, praise the Lamb of God, that rested in the mantle of Jesus Christ. So that is necessary, praise the Lamb of God, in order for you to be developed, in order for you to be made stronger, praise the Lamb of God. And that's a daily walk. It's a daily walk with Christ. It's a daily discipline, praise the Lamb of God. What comes under these disciplines, we already know, is prayer, praise the Lamb of God, but it's also, praise the Lamb of God, as my meditation said this morning, talking about Noah, but of course I saw it in a blow-up fashion. People of God, it said that, and God shut Noah in, praise the Lamb of God. That has to be shut in with God, has to be, I'm goosing all over here, praise the Lord, when I said that. That has to be something that the prophetic person who's going to arrive where God has destined them to arrive is going to have to live with, and that's being shut in, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet, I never thought about till today why Noah's boat was called the Ark. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the Ark that Noah was shut up in, God was shut up in it with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God's covenant was on the Ark. God's prophetic word was in and on the Ark. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just as the Ark of the covenant of God was with Moses, praise the Lamb of God. He told him, put this in the Ark, the showbread, the budding rod, praise the oracles inside the Ark, and then shut the Ark up as a representation, praise the Lamb of God, that I am the staff, that I am leading Israel, that I am shut in with Israel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must be allow ourselves. Oh, prophet is in his mode now. Don't mess with me. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
My lead. Let me wait a minute. I feel an unction to function. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Bless your name, Lord. Yeah. This shut-in, praise the Lamb of God, must be one that you submit to and that you're willing to shut the world out, no matter how they bang on your door. Praise the Lamb of God for you to come out in fellowship with the world. You must recognize that you shut in. And once God shuts you in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, there is no coming out until he releases you. And when he releases you to come out, you are still shut in. Because it becomes a part of you. You're never going to be normal again.
Thank you, God.
You're never going to be able to do business as normal, because in the ark is where the revelation comes. In the ark, God, with God is the place where God is going to show you the real you, praise the Lamb of God, and then he's going to show you him, praise the Lamb of God, in relationship to who you are and what he has called you to do. And then you must be ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To be exposed to God on that level. And to bear yourself raw. And to be able to deal with that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's my responsibility to nurture you to this place. Hallelujah. Till you run to the ark and say, shut me in. Hallelujah.
God,
so the world's being so attractive to you, till you stop thinking going out is where that, when going in is where you need to be. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Time with God is indispensable, irreplaceable. You cannot replace the shut-in with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just want to say that while I'm saying that, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Again, your effort to go with me to the sanctuary, you need to put forth a greater effort, those of you who want to be what God wants you to be. Don't let Satan tell you you can't go.
Jesus.
Amen. I receive that.
Hallelujah.
Stop allowing the devil to dictate your steps.
Jesus.
My God.
Hello, light bulb.
Hello.
And Bertha, this is no reflection on you, but I just want to say this. You know, people, we say what we can't do when it comes down to pursuing God, and Bertha, this has no reflection on you. But then somebody gets sick down in Alabama, Mississippi, or Georgia, and we just jump up and run.
That's right.
How in the world you ain't had no money to go seek God? Soon as somebody die or get sick, you can go to a funeral and enjoy. Well, now my cousin dead over in St. Louis. I got to go over there for 3 days. We find a way to do it.
That's right.
But when it comes to pursuing God,
Jesus,
we have a barrel of excuses why we can't.
That's right. So true.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to hear this calling, this beckoning, and this drawing on you inside of you, not the outside.
Hallelujah.
You got to feel God pulling on you.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Amen.
And you got to bring yourself into the ark and be shut in. Ooh, I feel God here. Y'all got me scratching my head.
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
So this
nurturing and this discipline, praise the Lamb of God, and all of these breed something. Your discipline, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! My goodness. As you discipline yourself,
hallelujah,
God, the prophetic personality that you are supposed to be is going to start oozing forth, praise the Lamb of God, out of you. A different person is going to be in you. Og Mandingo writes it to his greatest, the book. I just saw somebody, I think it was Angel, was reading it again. Praise the Lamb of God. The Greatest Salesman in the World. That little, it's a little novel-looking book, real small, powerful, and applied with godly and Christian discipline. One of the and said, "Today I will shed my old skin, and today I will become new." Praise the Lamb of God. And every time I read that, I saw myself like a snake, praise the Lamb of God, that sheds its skin and leaves its entire body wrapping, praise the Lamb of mm-hmm. God, wherever it is shed at, and going forth right. with a whole new body. Praise the Lamb of God. We as believers need to learn how to get into this place of discipline until the old us comes off and a new person emerges. Hello, light bulbs. Until that old skin comes off and a new person is seen, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can go forth brand new in God. Hallelujah. So we can go forth, praise the Lamb of God, doing what God would have us to do. This type of discipline brings you into a place of power, praise the Lamb of God, and a place of performance, praise the Lamb, that you're not ashamed of, not fearful, praise the Lamb of God, and you're waiting on prophetic opportunity. You're waiting on the opportunities, praise the Lamb of God, for the Spirit of God to allow you to do that we have read about. That's what, when you look at the discipline of the prophets of old and where they hung out and where they were, praise the Lamb of God, when they was with somebody, it was usually a servant or someone they were mentoring. When you saw them otherwise, they were by themselves. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Can I say it again? They were either mentoring somebody, praise the Lamb of God, they were in the company of the prophets, with the school of the prophets, or they were by themselves. Hello, light bulb. And the majority of the time, they were by themselves, praise the Lamb, but yet not by themselves. They were with God. Hallelujah. Who's Jesus? That includes Jesus. It's on that same list, same, praise the Lamb of God, trajectory. He was his processing was alone most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you saw him with people, praise the Lamb of God, it was because of him disciplining, discipling, praise the Lamb of God, or he was doing the Master's will, his Father's will with people, praise the Lamb of God. And he couldn't get away from it. Everywhere he went, he found himself on front stage, praise the Lamb of God, performing the Master's will. He went to a wedding feast at Cana of Galilee. He had to perform a miracle.
Yes,
hello, light bulb. He went in Peter's mother's house. She laying there with a fever. He had to become a healer. Come on, talk to me here.
Amen.
Everywhere he went, he couldn't get away from his assignment. He couldn't get away from performing. Praise the Lamb of God. This is one way, people of God, for you to track yourself. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you this. A lot of you, when I say this, you're going to say, oh, my Lord, because you have been places over and over and over again, and you saw the opportunity to either witness, pray, lay hands, speak a word, and you didn't. And you did not do it.
Jesus, Lord.
Because of your lack of discipline, because of your lack of shut-in, because of your lack of being with God, that you can hear the voice of God say, do it.
Oh, God.
Step out. Don't be fearful. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't worry about failure. There is none of that in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. How many people would be healed today if the prophetic person would hear God?
Oh, my
Amen.
God.
Oh, goodness. I know y'all don't like this. Go on about your business. You can't stand the heat. Get out the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come to a place, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding that if we're going to be made into what God will have us, then prophetic parenting is needed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some of you that have even attached to me, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm mentoring and sharing with, I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, I have an expectation, praise the Lamb, to bring you into a place, hallelujah, where you can perform for God anytime and anywhere. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And not just on a show, not just on a page and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you what happens when you have not spent your shut-in time and your discipline time working on you. Now, the disciple, let me tell you this. That's the disciple, when you see the Far East culture, the disciple just does not receive discipling in the presence of, praise the Lamb of God, their mentor, but they, or their master, they also practice in private.
Amen.
What they have been taught.
That's
whether
right.
it's jujitsu, karate, whatever they are studying, they're practicing it and studying it in private as well as in front of their master. They're taking the nuggets of truths that he or she gives, and then they're applying them to their lifestyle, and they're putting them in practice. Now, let me tell you how you know when this is not going on. Praise the Lamb of God. Because when you're asked to perform, there is a resistance in you.
Thank you.
There is a resistance in you that don't want to do it.
Yeah.
When you haven't been with God, there is a resistance of the enemy that comes against you that causes you not to want to do it.
Right.
And you make a choice not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only been because you ain't been with God.
Right.
Jesus.
And you blame it on your flesh. Oh, I'm too tired to do it, and I need some rest. Oh, I'm finna go to bed. I don't know if I can. But because you've never been with God.
That's right. That is so true, so true.
But when you shut in with God,
amen,
I know I'm telling the truth. Praise the Lord.
I can bear witness to that prophet. This morning, I went to the gas station and to get a cup of coffee. And I stepped out of my comfort zone and did something that years ago I would not have done. And I'm standing there stirring up the coffee, and this young man and the owner of the gas station gets into a confrontation because of a misunderstanding. He thought the young black guy was trying to steal the cup of coffee, but he wasn't. He put it on the counter for him to ring it up. So they get to arguing, and I saw that the young man had a weapon on him, and he reached for it. And the spirit just said, and me just said, I'm tired of our young men being shot down for no reason. Because the guy went back, you know, to get his weapon. And I just walked up to this young man, and I said, it's not worth it. And he looked at me. I said, honey, it's not worth losing your life over. It's not worth it.
My goodness.
And he looked at me, and he says, ma'am, you are so right. Thank you. And he walked out that gas station. And I walked out and I looked at him and I said, Lord, cover him in your blood. And I thank you that I was in the right place at the right time. We don't know whose life we can be saving with just showing time it and just doing, like you say, stepping out of your comfort zone, stepping out of fear, and doing what the Spirit tell you. Because normally I see somebody with a weapon, I'm not going to walk up in the middle of it. But the Spirit moved me toward him. And he had already prepared his heart to receive what I had to say to him. Because I'm tired of seeing our young men just being killed and shot down over food.
Yes.
A dollar cup of coffee is not worth losing your life. And I thank God that he received what he had to say, and he walked out that gas station.
My God, my God. Well, Bertha, I commend you for that. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's what I'm talking about, people of God. We have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that we rise above, that we rise above the pettiness of fear. This demon that Satan sows into you, this spirit that comes upon you to be fearful when you know God is with you. When you know you've got an anointing on your life, hallelujah, and we are afraid of people. We're afraid of people. We are made afraid by the media and by the social media and television. These kids out there, they'll shoot you down if you say something to them. They'll shoot you down. Can't nobody shoot you when God's hand is on you. Do Barack or be dead.
Jesus.
Obama will be dead right now.
Hallelujah.
If it wasn't for the hand of the Lord that's on it.
Oh, okay. Bless God, bless God, bless God.
Thank you, Jesus.
When God has ordered your death, you can sit in your living room, watch television, and a bullet will come in and find you.
Yes, it will.
Hallelujah. Yes, it I've been in project buildings and everything. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. I think this Prophet Daryl coming back. Hold on 1 second. He dropped for a second there. Hello, Prophet Daryl, is this you? No? All right, 773 area code, you call. Who's calling?
Yes.
Chicago?
Yeah. Really?
Who?
I went to the doctor yesterday, and I had some ultrasounds done. And the doctor's been telling me since November that I wasn't having a baby. But whatever is in my stomach is growing and moving like a baby. And at this point, I feel like I'm a full 9 months. But they didn't give me the results of the ultrasound yesterday. They're going to do it on the 13th.
Okay. Wow. I heard that. Well, you just hold on, okay? Just hold on a minute here. We're in a conversation, and then we're going to come back to you. Can you hold?
Yes, yes.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. I think this is my daughter here. Praise the Lamb of God. Erica 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet and everybody.
Imagine.
Hi, Imagine.
Good afternoon.
Doing, daughter?
I just wanted to, I'm good. I'm glad to be able to be on the show today and to actually, you know, participate a little bit. And I just want to say that God had been dealing with me real heavy yesterday, all night, and actually all day today about exactly what you're talking about. I mean, everything that you're talking about is what the Lord has been saying to me all night and day, and even to the point where yesterday he led me to, I was taking a train back and forth to work all the time, but yesterday I was led to, I started driving. Well, yesterday I was led to take the train, and I got off real late last night, and I'm like, Lord, I don't want to take the train. I want to drive because I'm getting off so late. And I'm telling him, like, you know, it's dark out there in that parking lot, and, you know, and I'm scared, and I don't want to be out there. And the Lord spoke clear as day to me and said, I am your shield and buckler. There is
my
no
God,
fear.
My God.
Now, you're either going to go out here and do what I tell you to do and not be, and I got goosebumps even right now. You're either going to go out there and do what I told you to do with and be fearless. Now, you either trust me or you don't. And he's bringing me to these places where it's like you either trust me or you don't. Like, there is no option. There is no in-between. It's either you do or you don't.
And you know, Maggie, when you were you saying that, and I looked down at the Bible. This is no joke. I looked down at the Bible just in front of me, and you said that. Said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?
I'm telling you, and when I got off last night, it was so dark, and it was this creepy man that came in the train station. He actually got off at the stop that I got off at, and I was thinking like, oh, Lord, this man been watching me for the past hour while I'm counting down my bank and everything. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, he looks so crazy, and I'm just, why am I out here? It's dark. Ain't nobody out here. You know, and the Lord is just like, I'm with you. Go. Go. And
oh,
I'm walking
God.
Out there, and I'm like, okay, I walked on to my car, and of course I'm talking to y'all now, so I made it safely. And even I just wanted to thank you for the confirmation that you just gave about being separated from everything, because my prayer, you know, I'm always in a place where I can't go nowhere. Sometimes God allows me to do certain things, but then he snatches me right back. And now I'm at this place where I'm just like, God, why am I continuously separated from everything? Like, it was
Jesus.
where I had one or two things that I could do and people that I could fellowship with to at least have something, and now it's like nothing. And
my
like,
God, my God.
And I'm just like, I was even praying like this morning, like, Lord, why am I separated from everything, everything that I love and everybody that I love? You know, why am I continuously separated? The Lord did speak. He did speak pertaining to that, and he said it so that I might not become tainted. And
my
I'm
God.
Like, it's sometimes it's a, I thank God for the place, because it's a blessed place to be in. It's a very blessed And, you know, but that natural side just wants to be like, well, can I have one friend? Sometimes I get on the phone to call people just to talk, and nobody will answer the phone. Nobody. Don't matter who I call. Nobody will answer the phone. And the Lord is like, I didn't tell you.
The Lord has shut you down and shut you out. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know what? He'll do it. And then if you keep trying to override him, he'll move his hand and say, okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
and when
he
you
sure
get,
will.
He'll do it to you. And then
when
you finish and you try to come back, he'll have a wall up and say, no,
I had you here.
And you reject the disposition.
I've experienced that too, Prophet, and I'm talking about you talking about somebody rolling around in sackcloth and ashes begging the Lord to please let me back in.
That's right.
Please
trying to get back in that door.
Like, I'm like, Lord, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to do nothing until I can get back to where I'm at.
It's an awful thing to those of us who know that when you feel the presence of God every day and all of that, and then days go by, you don't feel them or don't hear them.
Oh my God.
That is a very uncomfortable place.
It is, and it makes you start looking at everything around you. It makes you start doing an assessment on everything and everybody, including yourself. And it's like, okay, where's the problem? Right, that's a problem. Because I'm not here. And for me, you know, heavy dreamer. God deals with me very heavily in dreams. And when I'm not dreaming, I have a problem with that.
My God.
I got a problem with it. And I'm
telling
you, God
has
me on shutdown right now. I'm on shutdown mode. So I just wanted to say
that's, you know,
about
and people,
today.
God, you know, talking about this, I know many of you may not never have experienced what we're talking about, praise the Lamb of God, but it's evident God is getting ready to bring many of us into this place again, praise the Lamb of God, even as Matt Janice is talking. And there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it except yield to God.
Yield
to the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and yield to what he wants you to do. Because this is it's a wonderful place to be in. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, it calls for heavy discipline. And if you're not going to be discipline in this. Hello, somebody. Praise the name of God. You're gonna be a sad person. You're gonna think the whole world that turned against you. That you don't have no friends no more. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's not gonna be the problem. The problem is going to be that God has shut you down. That God has shut you out. Praise the Lamb of God. I have some prophetic children that is going through this right now, and they still wrestling with it. They don't want us to come to it. I just feel I ain't got nobody to talk to and blah, blah, blah. God is saying to you, talk to me.
Absolutely. That's it. That's it. That's it. And I'm telling you,
He's giving you an opportunity to have a relationship with the God of heaven, and you are worried about people.
Right.
You want a relationship with people, and God trying to establish a relationship with you. You really going to have to come up, praise the Lamb of God, to that place and know, hallelujah, that God is calling you into a higher place of worship, a deeper place of the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God. And your understanding needs to be brought to this, people of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I don't know what is wrong here. Matt Denise, give me a second here. I'm having some technical difficulties that's disturbing me here. My cursor is stuck. How do you unstick your cursor on your laptop, people?
Try hitting escape or enter.
Enter. Let me see. I'm trying to enter that. That didn't work. I hit escape.
You can try
and that,
escape.
I just
you
tried it and
bar.
That didn't work. My goodness
might
gracious.
Hung up.
It might be what now?
Just hung up.
Yeah, it might release itself. If not, you might have to do a cold reboot.
Well, it's been this way for about 10 minutes now. I can't go up and down my board, so I'm trying to do something else here.
Can you use your arrow key?
My arrow key?
Yeah, your upper arrow, down arrow. It looks like... it might say page up, page down. I'm not sure.
I'm just coming on with my, hopefully this will help me here. I'm coming on with my, boy, this is crazy. I had to come back in with my iPad. Because I'm probably going to have to just shut this down and reboot it, look like. Okay, but as long as I'm in the program, I'm in the program. Well, on my iPad,
okay.
So we can do it that way. Okay? Praise the Lord. The devil is still a liar. Ha, ha, ha. You lost the game. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this because I know we want to get into our prophetic flow. And somebody, you're in a car and you just, you can mute for a second there. But the thing that I want you to understand and note, people of God, hallelujah, in this discipline and in this walk is you must be sensitive, praise the Lamb of God, to what God is doing in this season. In this season in your life, praise the Lamb of God, you must be sensitive and made aware, praise the Lamb of God, of the anointing and the calling on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I heard this again just the other day, and there are some people out here who just think, praise the Lamb of God, that all they got to do is just pray and read the Bible, and it's all going to be given to them. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, the Bible says, I have given you shepherds after my own heart.
Right.
But it's right there in the Word, that they might feed you. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
We've never seen a sheep out in a pasture all by itself as a lamb trying to raise itself. Normally those lambs fall into the hands of wolves.
Definitely.
Hello, Lightbuff. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just saying to you, hallelujah, that you need to make sure that you understand the importance of the anointing that's on your life and the type of covering you need, the type of umbrella you need to be under. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because I shared this, and we're talking about redeveloping some things, but there are a lot of people sitting in the pew whose gifts are suffocating.
Yeah.
And because they're not being used.
Right.
They're not being activated. They're not operating.
Right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you, praise the Lamb of God, have been in this condition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulb, that you have said, and your giftings were ignored.
Yes.
Nobody sees your giftings. Nobody acknowledges your giftings. Nobody talked to you about your giftings. Praise the Lamb of God. And this can become spiritually dangerous.
Yes, it can.
Because any gift not used, just as in the physical, praise the Lamb of God, will rust.
Mm-hmm.
Any gift that's not used and not exercised will become weak and lazy. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. So understand that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what an awesome, awesome conversation. I never thought it would breed to this where we are right now. Praise the Lamb. It was one other area I wanted to go into on this same level of what we're talking about when it comes down to the importance of shutting in, praise the Lamb of God, and being spending this time with God. Praise the Lamb of God, as God is shutting you, as Maganese say, she don't say shut in, she say shut down. that God is shutting you down. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And shutting things out around you. Praise the Lamb of God. You must come to a place of surrender. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. This is very important. With your hands lifted up, you just want to come to a place of surrender right there where you're shut in at and let God know, for as long as you need me to be right here, I'm going to be here. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, if he bless you so that you can go out of the door, like to your job or something like that, then you count yourself mighty blessed. Because everybody don't get the opportunity. Somebody in your car, you in your car. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, you in your car. Praise God. Come on now. Put that on mute.
Prophet, I'm putting y'all on mute. I just made it to work. So, you know, I'm downtown Chicago. You hear these ambulances and police cars.
Yeah, we hear everything. I want you to know we hear it.
Okay, I'm putting y'all on mute. I just made it to work. But God bless you all. And
God bless
you. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. That's my daughter. Y'all don't be laughing at her. I'm the only one who can laugh and imagine this. Praise the Lord. She said she just made it work. Praise the Lamb. That's wonderful. And we're happy that she made it there safe and sound. All right, people of God. Now, I want to move, praise the Lamb of God, into this prophetic vein so that, and I don't know what happened to my co-host. I wish somebody would find Prophet Daryl for me. Hallelujah, and make sure he's all right. I don't know what happened to him. he dropped off some time ago, praise the Lamb of God, and has not come back. All right, let me just make our general announcement. If you're listening to my voice right now, praise the Lamb of God, I want you to know Jesus loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. We love you here at PSM Live. And if you desire to be a part of our prophetic flow today, you can call in this number, area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God, and you can become a part of this flow. Let me open this. I think this is my sister here. Praise. Area code 985.
Amen to God.
Who's
Deborah,
calling?
Louisiana. This is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Oh,
how you
wow,
doing?
I'm good. What an awesome, awesome teaching.
Oh, my goodness. We're doing our best. Praise the Lamb of God. To try to be a blessing to the people of God. Hallelujah.
It's an awesome, awesome blessing. And guess what? You're on my street about that shutting in and shutting down and even being sensitive. In the spirit realm for the things that God is doing in the places that he's drawing us into. You know, I really appreciate that.
Well, I take that as a high compliment coming from you, daughter. I really do. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank you. Oh, my goodness, praise God. I know it dropped in my spirit so heavy, praise God. And I said, you know, I think I need to really deal with this and let them know afresh,
yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God, what God is doing,
yeah.
What God desires to do with and in us, praise the Lamb of God. But a lot of the saints are missing it. They're missing it,
yeah.
Praise God,
yeah.
Hallelujah. And a lot of us
yeah.
are chasing a word when we should be chasing the word.
Yeah.
I hope you get
yeah,
that
true.
One. The Lamb of God.
I got
your grandma.
Man,
and
God,
you
I have a daughter.
Okay.
I have a daughter who had in ministry, you know, with me, you know a little bit about the history about where I had been at in ministry. But she's like, my daughter is like 26. She's like, Mom, I can't believe like you, my only friend, is like the things that she used to do. Like she can't do those things. She can't go those places. Like God is really drawing her unto himself at such a new level. And, you know, she was like not understanding.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, you know, you'll have those types too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to not wanting to be bent into that level of discipline. You know, mama used to take a string when she saw the vine of one of her plants going the wrong way, and she'd
yeah.
take a string and a stick and tie it to it to make it grow straight. That has happened to some of us. God has to put us, tie us up somewhere. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to tell you something? I mean, you got to think about this, too. How many preachers have been birthed out of prisons?
Right.
You would a phenomenal record
yes,
of preachers
yes.
who received their callings and accepted their callings in prison. Why?
Yes.
Because God was able
right.
to shut them up and
mm-hmm.
shut them down for a purpose. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
He was able to shut them up and shut them down for a purpose. Spared their lives. Some of them spent some. I mean, one of my friends down in Joppa, is it Joppa, Louisiana, down there, Joplin. It's one of them. It's Louisiana. He's down there. Praise the other side of Shreveport in Baton Rouge. It started with a J. Joppa. Where they was having all that trouble at. I don't know which one it is. It started with a J, I know that. And he's down there, praise the pastor, and right now, and spent some years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Years in prison, and I talked to him when he was living here, pastor, and he said, Sheikh, man, I went to prison, man, and I thank God that I went because I found Christ in prison. And the Lord called
mm-hmm.
me to preach in prison. And that's many, praise the Lamb. One of the largest churches here in Detroit, praise the Lamb of God, Bishop Andrew Merritt, received his calling in jail. Got one
Amen.
Of the largest churches in Detroit now. No, number of souls saved and people filled with the Holy Ghost over there at Straight Gate because of that God was able to, had to shut him up, shut him down, shut him in, and allow him to find that I'm your only friend even here in prison.
Mm-hmm.
People of God, let me tell you something. Don't let make God go through an extreme to get your attention.
Yes. Yes.
Hello,
right.
My brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Allow God or force God to go through an extreme to get your attention, praise the Lamb mm-hmm. of God, or where he wants you. Because
yes,
he going to get you there one way or another. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Just why say what now?
Even in this season, the Lord, you had to make me realize that the Lord was making me lose my own mother, so that he could bring me, you know, into the place, into the things that he has for me. Guess what? He means no other God, nothing before
nothing,
him.
Nothing,
nothing.
Praise the Lamb. People don't understand that they stand in the way many times of life and death, that they're standing
right.
in between life and death of the lives of those that's around them and everything, because if you worship something greater than you worship God, he'll take it from you.
Yes,
yes
he will.
When
yes.
he got plans for your life, he'll take it from you. He'll say, okay.
Yes.
If that's what's going to hinder you from doing my will, then I'll take
yes.
it.
Yes,
right.
he
will.
Mm-hmm.
Love like bugs.
Yeah.
And we got to understand Jesus wasn't playing when he said, he that loveth mother, father, sister, or brother, or anything more than you love me, you're not fit for the kingdom. You ain't ready.
Okay.
To follow me. But if there's
Amen.
A divine destiny on you.
Right.
Then God is going to force destiny out of you. That's Jonah. He's going to get it.
Prime example.
Mm-hmm. Prime example. That's Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
He'll cry to you from the belly of a great fish. Tell you, oh, yeah, he's going
right.
to get you. Just hold on and watch. He coming to a theater near you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes,
Father,
he
I
is.
Have,
praise the Lord.
I have,
people of God, we're wishing to go into our prophetic flow. Listen, this is what we're going to do. I want you, praise the Lamb of God, you, and even you. I know I've been on the line and this, I know, praise the Lamb of God, but you ain't paid a dime to me to be on the line, so you're on my time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to get in the spirit with us. I want you to lift your hands and praise God as we listen to, praise the Lamb of God, a little prophetic music to get us into the flow where we really need to be, people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to pray for us that's going to be prophesying to you, and I want you to pray that God speak to you the words you need to hear, not the words you want to hear.
Yes,
hello,
right.
light bulb.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah. Can you do that for me? Can you pray
Amen.
And ask God
Amen.
To give you what you need?
Thank
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray one of my favorite songs for us.
Jesus.
The presence of the Lord now. This is about a fourth.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Take away the melody.
Do your way.
Take away the songs I sing. Take away all the lies, all the songs you let me write. Does the man I am today say the words you need to say? Let them see. Let them feel you. without your grace. Another smile, another face, another breath, a grain of sand, passing quickly through your hand. I give my life and offer it. Take it all, take everything. Let them see it.
My God, my God, my God, what a God we serve. Oh, my God, I love that. My God, let them see you in me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are here. All right, people of God, we're about to open these lines. My goodness, I tell you, we're here. Let me see. Let me make sure. Let me go. Bertha, you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. And Prophet Daryl, I just spoke to him. He's coming in on another line. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Father in heaven, thank you now that as we go forth in your word, hallelujah, yes, God, that revelation and your voice speak clear to us. We've been talking about you all afternoon. Ah, God, yes, I feel your presence, and I thank you for it. Bless your people now. Hallelujah. Yes, that, not that my name may be great, but that your name may be even greater. Exalt yourself, Father. Exalt your holy name. You're God by yourself. I love you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I think this is my brother right here, Prophet Daryl Saunders. Prophet Daryl? Thought that was Prophet Daryl. Okay. I ain't getting no response from it. Praise the Lord. Here we go. All right. Praise God. Where are we here now? Let me see. I got one right here. And then I'm coming to the lady with the 773. Error code 248. Error code 248929.
Hello.
I'm fine. Who's calling?
How are you? This is Elder Roberts. This is Elder Roberts from New Mount Moriah, one of the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Hi, Mr. Roberts.
How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. For you to know who I am, I'm the one you called the little short preacher.
Oh, Lord, the Zacchaeus. You're
yeah,
the Zacchaeus minister.
Yeah, you
the
remember.
The little short preacher.
Sir, today was my first day on the line. It popped up on my phone, and I said, let me see what this is. There was no name, just a number.
That was from me.
Yes. Well, thank you, Althea. I heard, the minute I heard glory to the Lamb of God, I knew it was you. I wanted to say, sir, that today has truly blessed me, because I'm being taken into that place now of being by myself, being alone, and I didn't understand until I listened today to be shut in and shut down. And I'm looking forward to it, because I've kept asking him to take me back to my first love, and I believe that at this point that is what's going to happen. So I thank God for you, Dr. Shakespeare. And I want
Hallelujah.
To know that I
well,
love
I just want to know that you are on the right road. I feel God here, praise the Lamb of God, in this tugging and drawing back, praise the Lamb of God. But there's going to be an emptying out and a refilling, praise the Lamb of God. You're not coming out of this the way you went in, praise the Lamb of God.
Oh.
God has revealed himself to you in a brand new way, praise the Lamb of God. God is going to reveal himself to you in a brand new way. Praise God. I'm going to say this to you, hallelujah, that God oft times when he wants to take me into another dimension of revelation of himself, he uses one of his compound names, and he tells me, this is how I'm going to reveal myself to you in this season. And whether it's Jehovah Jireh or El Shaddai, or one of those names, he reveals himself to me. Praise the Lamb of God. And in that revelation, how he reveals is how he wants you to operate.
Amen.
Where he reveals himself is how he wants you to operate. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I'm blessing somebody today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, you are.
A lot of times God reveals himself as El Shaddai or something to us. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we just say, wow, and we go on, and we are still operating at less than the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. But he must become that to you, and then you must utilize him in that way. He wants you to use him in that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Is there anything too hard for God? Where my daughter at? Oh, woo, I'm goosed all over here. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, is that something you want to say to her?
Yes. Pastor, God says you're in the place that you're in now because there's a fresh anointing of fire that he's releasing in you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, God, Jesus, thank you, Lord. God says there's some unspoken prayer requests that you have sent up to him. Some things you have asked him for and desire to have need of. God says he's heard your prayers, even for those that you have cried out for in your family. God, to save them and to call them in. God says he's heard your cries. God says stay where you are. Do not be moved. To stand still. Be steadfast. Because as God has said, you're coming out. And when you're coming out as pure gold from this firing of refining that God is taking you through this furnace for a higher dimension and ministry that he has called you to. And when he's calling you to, you're going to need this fire. quiet. Because as you walk in the steps that God has ordered for you, says the Spirit of God, this new releasing of his consuming fire is going to burn up everything that is your path that is not of him. It says the Spirit of God. God says, be of good cheer, O Lord, surely did I see, and of good courage, my child. For great is thy faithfulness, says the Spirit of God. I'm drawing you higher, says God. I am going to show that in your seed. God said it is well, my lady, your son. It is well, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, your son. God said, you asked. I've heard, and I am releasing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb. Well, Elder, I guess you called in and you are knowing that this was a God moment for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're here every day. Tuesday through Friday. Praise the Lamb of God, and you're always welcome to be here with us. Praise the Lamb, and I hope and pray that this has been a life-changing experience for you. Praise the Lamb of God. We have to go to the next caller. Hallelujah. We love you, Elder. Hope to see you soon.
Hope to see you too, sir. Love you too.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 773, I'm back with you. Hallelujah.
Praise
my
the
goodness.
Lord,
Father, what's your name again, sweetheart?
Sister Lily.
And you over there in Chicago. What church you go to over there, girl?
Apostolic Faith Church.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Lily, I ain't trying to get all in your business, but Lily, you sound like you got a little age on you here. My goodness.
I do.
You say you do?
Yes.
My goodness gracious, praise God. And you say that there's something on the inside of you that's moving like a baby and all of that.
Yes.
Now, are you married?
Born. No, I'm not.
Now, have you engaged in anything in the last 9 months that will make you think that you're pregnant?
Once in 41 years.
Wait. Last year in August?
Yes, I was an abstinent since I was 25.
Okay, and last year in August, praise the Lamb of God. So that would, now in August, September, October, I got to use my fingers.
Wow.
January, February, March, April, May. May, this would be going into the 10th month.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now, hallelujah. And the doctors have given you ultrasound more than once?
Yes.
And they have declared that there is no child.
That's
the
what
other
they say, Pastor, Prophet, but you know what? In October, when I realized I could be pregnant from the symptoms that was appearing in my body,
yes,
I asked God to hide my baby from the enemy if I was had conceived.
Wow!
And I don't know if that's what happened because I knew I was on medication and I didn't want it to affect the baby.
Wow!
Why
are
you here?
My goodness gracious, this is really, hallelujah. My goodness, wait a minute, let me see. Bertha, do you hear anything?
Really, God says it's not what you want to hear, says the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
God says there is no child. That is a tumor. And it's one of those tumors
mm-hmm.
that grows. And it has hair and teeth and eyes.
Oh, wow.
They have a name for it. But God said tumor.
Now, I'm going to tell you what the Spirit of the Lord just spoke. I'm glad I told Berkeley to say that. The Lord told me to tell you this. The Lord said, tell her to go back to the doctors, and the truth is going to be revealed to you.
Mm-hmm.
back to the darkness. And the truth is going to be revealed to you.
Well, I did make my appointment today to go back because I had the ultrasound done yesterday.
Wonderful.
But Prophet, in 1966, I never associated my age with what I'm going through with now. But God did show me that I was going to go through something. And down through the years, I've always wondered what it would be. But when God sent that angel to me in the vision,
yeah,
I was real sick. And he breathed his breath on me. I had a high fever. The first time, the fever almost left, but it was still a little bit. And the second time he breathed his breath on me, the fever left, and he just stood at the foot of my bed. Then I fell down on the floor, and immediately when I fell, he reached out and picked me up, put me in his arms, put me back in the bed, and laid down with his arms wrapped around me, comforting me. And when he got up, he stood at the foot of the bed, and the only thing he said to me was, "Don't worry, because God going to take care of you." I knew that I
was
going through
something. Well, I want you to know what went on with you, praise the Lamb of God, the miracle. But you need to go back to the doctors.
Yeah, I have a
point. Because revelation time is.
Mm-hmm.
Go back, okay?
Okay.
Just obey God today. And you're going to call back
okay.
in.
Okay.
And you're going to call me back.
Okay.
What's going on with you is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
Now, God is hiding this thing from me. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't showing me what it is, but it is a miracle.
Praise God.
You're going to know it.
Yes.
But it's going to be revealed when you go back to the doctors.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Praise the Lamb of
okay,
God.
Okay, our prophet. Thank you.
Bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Moving right along, error code 331. Error code 331. Error code 317. I don't know why y'all got y'all mics lit up if y'all ain't going to say nothing. Error code 337. 317. Yes.
That's me, Apostle. That's me, Apostle.
Oh, Prophet Darrell. That's Prophet Darrell. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, all right, all right. My goodness gracious, y'all better get to talking here if you want to talk. My.
Apostle,
Eric.
You know what?
Yes?
I thank God for you. I know you are a true man of God. I know you all are true men and women of God. Because my godmother been worrying about that.
Your godmother been worried about what?
That was my godmother you was talking to about the baby.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Oh, okay. My God. Okay. Oh. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I only, you know, I really, when it comes to things like that, I only say what God tells me to say because I don't want to. I don't want to go over. Praise God. I've dealt with
exactly.
things like. Several times during my ministry, and you know, I want God to deal with it. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But when she go back, it'll be revealed to her. Praise the Lamb of God, what's really going on there, hallelujah. My goodness gracious, oh, what a wonderful God we serve. All right, I'm trying to get boy this unusual show. 747.
Hello.
Who's calling?
I'm Cammy.
Cammy 747, you didn't change your number again.
No, I've been at this number for a while. I'm on every day.
You've been
8881
all this time, 881. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
how you doing, daughter? Don't make me look for you. Don't have Papa looking for you.
I'm on every day. I'm on every day.
You've been on the show every day?
Every day. I listen in every day. Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know you was on the show. You have to make yourself.
Yeah, known. I always push one because I just be wanting to listen.
Okay. Well, then that's all right too. Praise the Lord. You was just on my heart. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
where is
thank you.
Emmy? All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to the top. Bertha, what are we going to tell Cammie today?
Well, Prophet, the Lord hasn't given me a word for Cammie, but Cammie, I love you. Be
I love you,
courage.
Thank
and
you.
God has everything in control.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Prophet, now, what are you going to tell Cammie?
Well, you know, I just want to tell Cammie to just hold on and to be encouraged.
Yes, sir.
That this is a season that the Lord has already blessed you. But
yes.
The Spirit of the Lord is getting ready to move upon you like never before.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
And he just wants you to be in position when he moves. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The storm is just about over. And
yes.
The Lord said, don't be shaken and weary in your faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he
yes.
said, if you're going to pray, and if you're gonna allow me to speak to you, he said, trust me that I'm going to do a thing.
Oh,
he said,
hallelujah.
I'm getting ready to do a new thing now, and shall ye not know? He said, the thoughts that he has concerning you, that you got an expected end, but you got to believe that you got an expected end.
Amen. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow.
Now, Tammy, is you sitting down, Tammy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God, because Prophet Dell is so on until I almost
yes.
reached through the phone to slap him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, he told me to tell you, it is over. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Lord said, the stuff that you've been through, I'm just going to put it this way. Since you've been talking to us, since you've been met me, the stuff you've been through has been not just a process as a process goes, but it's been training for you.
Amen.
God says he's been teaching you, praise the Lamb of God, things about people.
Yes.
About
yes.
trust.
Yes.
And about him, praise the Lamb of God,
yes.
about listening to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes,
now
yes.
I'm going to bust your vest. God said by this time next year you'll be a millionaire.
Oh, I received that. Oh,
God says by this
that.
Time next year, you'll be a millionaire.
Yes. Hallelujah. I received that.
And I speak
it
over your life, in your life, on your under
thank
your
you
life,
too.
Around your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That
hallelujah.
Is what God has spoken over your life.
Thank
the,
you.
The prophet Darrell, when he said it's almost over, baby, God said this thing is over. Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't let the past hinder your present because it'll cancel your tomorrow.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Forgive whoever you got to forgive. Get to shouting and praising God and going on looking into your future. Because I see you in the future and you look better. Hallelujah. Walking in favor and prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Walking in victory.
Yes.
In the name.
Hallelujah.
That's
thank
above
you.
Every name. Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. The Lord is favoring his people today. I thank
yes.
God today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Prophet Dale, you need to call me as soon as the show is over. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Bless you, Cammie.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you all. I love you. Appreciate it.
It's just beautiful. Praise God. Hallelujah. That the Lord can speak to your situation. You in California. We all the way up in the east. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is just doing. Erico 708.
Man.
Erico 708. Who?
Hey, Prophet, this is Reggie.
Oh, that's Reggie.
Reggie, is my Reggie?
Yes, the cherubim himself.
Wow. My goodness.
I'm sorry.
The angel is on the phone. Well, how you doing, Reginald?
I'm good. I'm blessed. Just at home over the sick.
You at home? You still working?
Yeah, I took the day off. I wasn't feeling well today.
Oh, he took the day off. He didn't reach that point, Prophet Dale. He can take days off now. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that some?
He's a celebrity downtown, probably. Praise the Lord, wherever he's working. He's a celebrity down there. He can do what he wants to do. You run in the office down there, right?
No, I'm not running it, but I definitely keep God in there.
You got some favor down there?
I'm getting
it. Is the Lord showing you favor?
He is.
Hallelujah. I want you to have favor. I want favor to be on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Now watch my birthday. She got something to tell Reggie. Watch this. Okay, my Bertha, he's one of your children.
Yes, this is my youngest son in the gospel.
God.
And Reggie, God said to tell you, be not dismayed, whatever be tied, because God will take care of you.
Hallelujah.
God says he sees the progress. God says he sees the changes. God says he sees your faithfulness. He sees how you are striving, how you are struggling to be everything that he has called you to be. God says every word that he has spoken into your life, it may not look like it, it may not seem like it, but it is manifesting. God says that you're going to have your own place before you even know it. God says be encouraged. Stay focused. Don't lose your focus, because this is your season, Reginald Austin, to walk over water by faith. God says he's ordering your steps, and he's ordered them as you walk on the water. As long as you do not be distracted by the tricks of the enemy, God says you will walk on the water, because he's able to carry you through. God said, be of good courage, Reggie, because the storms are over, says the Spirit of God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
You.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, goodness. Prophet Darrell.
Bertha has said it all. She took all the words right on.
Yeah,
out.
I felt the same way, man. Ain't no more words left in the vocabulary. Praise the Lord. The vocabulary has been taken from us, hasn't it? My goodness. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. I know this, Reggie. I know this, that this is your blessed season. Praise the Lamb of God. That I know.
Yes, it is.
This is your blessed season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Have you got a new car yet?
Not yet.
Okay, it's coming. And I mean, and it ain't coming slow. It's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Some changes are going to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. You're transitioning. There's a transition period here that Bertha is talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're transitioning. Hallelujah. And it's almost like a forced transition. And everything's going to be well with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, if you keep on doing what you're doing and be faithful to your task, now I'm going to tell you, praise the Lamb of God, I see you right now standing, looking out of a window, and Lake Michigan is in front of you.
My God.
Thank you, D.
He just said he wanted to move to Hyde Park Apostle.
Is that what he just said?
Yes, I did.
He said he wanted to move in Hyde Park, and that's right off the lake.
I know. You know, I know Chicago. But I see
you
standing at a window, and I see Lake Michigan in front of you. I see sailboats going by.
Yes, you got the mail.
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise the Lamb of God. You just keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
Hallelujah. You're going to live in a high rise way up on the east. Yes, Lord. My God, it's coming to you, man. I'm telling you, birthday right on for you. My birthday didn't drop the bomb on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I ain't heard from you in a while, but it's all right. I know I'm going to see you soon, though. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll see you soon. Miss you. Papa miss you, Reggie. I do. Praise the Lamb of God. Papa miss Reggie. Reggie's such a peaceful spirit, at least around me. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
He's so wonderful.
Oh, well, sweetheart.
Don't you let your twine you say that.
Ooh, my goodness gracious. I feel God stretching out in you, boy. Praise the, and I see some ministry stuff going on, too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some elevation in ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Assistant pastor. I see some elevation in ministry. Assistant pastor. Praise the Lamb of God. I see some elevation in ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. You just watch what God does. It ain't going to be long. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you, son.
I love you, too.
All right.
Love you, daughter.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Love you, daughter. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it's my daughter. She must have dropped off, my daughter. 973 error code.
Hello, Prophet. Hello, Prophet.
Oh,
in
Jersey.
Yes, God bless you, Sister Bertha, and your family.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Elaine.
Somebody just called my name. Who is it?
Elaine.
Elaine just called your name.
No, I thought one of you all was trying to talk and just say something to me. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, she gone. Look like I'll call her, though. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Good morning. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. Good afternoon, Prophet.
Who is that?
This is Pastor Gail.
Oh,
hi,
I got to see
Gail.
Somebody. I know when somebody didn't touch the hem of my garment. How you doing, daughter?
I'm sitting here at the computer.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. You stay right there. Let's talk to Jersey for a minute. Jersey, how you doing, girl?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing good.
Well, we praise
shut
God.
In, shut in with God.
She said she shut in with God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
My God. My God. It's a wonderful place. When you can embrace it, when you embrace it with joy, it's a beautiful place to be, and that is shut in with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb. Let me see here. Bertha, you want to talk to Jersey?
Elaine, you stay in that shut in place with God, and don't just stay in the shut in place. Get into the art of his covenant and his glory. Because God says as you are in that place, he's turning it around. Everything that the devil meant for evil against you and your family, God says he is turning it around for your good. Stay where you are. Don't move out of the place that you're in. Continue to give God praise, glory, and go into a deeper worship. Because God says, he has turned it all around. What the devil meant for evil, God says he has already turned it around for your good, says the Spirit of God.
Oh, praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise God. Elaine, the Lord said four things are about to transpire in your life, and all of them are for your good. And he hasn't spoken about what these four things are. Praise the Lamb of God. But four things is about to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Four things are going to happen. That's God's number of tolerance. Praise the Lamb of God. Something's going to pop off for you, and it's going to be in a segment of four. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's all for your good. It's all for your good, saith the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Blessings are attached to them. Hallelujah. I want you to know that. Oh, my God. Prophet Daryl, anything you here for? Is there a song?
No, sir. I didn't have anything.
Yeah, you got nothing for us today. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
you be blessed, daughter. We love you.
Thank you. God bless. Love you all.
Hallelujah. Praise
love
the Lamb
too.
Of God. Hallelujah. It's my goddaughter on here. What's her name? Janelle. Is you on here? Push one on your dial. You on here, Janelle? Praise the Lamb of God today. I don't know. Janelle may not be on here. Janelle is not on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought Janelle was on here today. No, I don't see the number. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see here. Hallelujah. What is my daughter from Deborah from the Baton Rouge area? You still with me? See, there are people jump off and miss their blessing. You see how they do? Praise, they come on and say, then they jump off. I'm going to whoop Deborah, though. That's my daughter. She's supposed to hang with Papa. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Who is this one? Did we do this one yet? 973 area code.
Oh, this is Elaine again, but if God's talking,
that's Elaine
I'll
again. Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. Now, let me tell y'all what you all didn't do. And I'm going to say it, and I'm mad about it. Every year, my birthday, y'all are supposed to do a show and have prophetic words and encouragement to the prophet, and you all didn't do that this year.
Yeah,
now,
we did,
quiet.
Apostle. We
no,
did.
You didn't. What
I
was
didn't
I at?
You, Apostle.
What was I at?
I guess you was out getting your car.
How in the world I'm going to hear what you're saying?
You was getting your birthday present. I thought you were going to listen to the archives.
I don't want no prophecy show and they ain't on it. Oh, but y'all please pray for these people that's around me. Okay, I can't get mad if y'all did it. I can't. Like, every time I want to go off, y'all won't let me. Y'all so sweet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to go in the archives and listen. I don't know what date that was, but you find out for me, Prophet Darrell, so I can listen to that. Praise God. Y'all dedicated a show to me. Celebrate me. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Bertha, do you know anything about this?
I don't know because that Tuesday I was in the hospital.
Okay, tomorrow, I want y'all tonight and tomorrow, all of you, Presbyteria, intercessors, tomorrow intercessory prayer day. I want some prophetic words. Praise the Lamb of God. I need some inputting, some downloading.
You need some
impartation.
Oh,
now. So, all right, so tomorrow's show, praise the Lamb of God. I want you all to be here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah for the show. Now, the rest of you people down here, I see y'all numbers down there, but y'all didn't push one on your dial, but I'm going to speak blessings over you. Praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord will bless every listener. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Sylvia?
Can I get a
straw? Yes,
baby. Sylvia?
Yes,
Sylvia,
baby.
I see a black limousine.
What?
Black stretch limousine with Just Married on the back.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
I see a black
yes,
limousine
Lord.
With Just Married on the back of it. And, oh, yeah,
yes,
praise the Lamb of God. Oh, you look good in that white, too. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
that, yes, oh, yeah, that's a pretty. That's a pretty dress.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead with your bad self. My goodness gracious. Oh, God. Hallelujah. My goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Weeping may endure for a night, Bertha. Joy coming in the morning. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God's going to lift your spirit higher than it's ever been lifted before. Praise the Lamb of God. You just remember the prophet told you that. Your spirit's going to go through the roof. Praise the Lamb of God. Joy bells are ringing. Joy bells are ringing. Praise the Lamb of God in your soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl Sanders. Hallelujah. What you say, Jesus? Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I feel you. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I feel God's going to give you a car. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. It's in the red family. I don't know if it's burgundy or mauve. I don't know what color this is. Praise the Lamb of God. Firestone red. He's going to give you. It's a four-door car. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
It's real big. Nothing like that, but God's going to give you a car. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. God said he's tired of you worrying him about going places. God's going to give you a car.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my goodness. I see the Spirit of the Lord here. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Oh, God, I love you today. My goodness gracious. Woo, Jesus, 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 do I love you. Hallelujah. Oh, Prophet Daryl Sanders. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Ask what you will, Prophet. Ask what you will, Prophet.
Hallelujah.
Ask what you will. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Praise the Lamb of God. Ask what you will. Ask what you will.
Hallelujah.
Watch God perform it for you. In the name of Jesus. Yeah.
God says two words. God says two words. The dimension he's taking you to now, he just said, water walker.
Water walking. Well, I'm on the walk. Hallelujah. Let's walk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's walk,
you
Jesus.
You tend to walk.
Let's walk.
Deep.
Hallelujah. Let's
water
walk.
Yes.
Into the praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his holy name. The Lord is awesome. Do y'all know we are? It's 2:01 and we're still on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got to get out of here. My goodness gracious. It's been an awesome show. Great teaching. We're going to finish that teaching on tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A tree teller neighbor be on the show tomorrow. Praise as we finish our lesson. This apostolic prophetic parenting. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know some of you need to be inboxing me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to mentoring you, praise the Lamb. I know that. Praise God. And I expect it to be coming.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb from you. And the next thing is, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we want to make sure that all of our intercessors are in place as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, tomorrow's show, hallelujah, and tonight on the page, praise the Lamb of God, tonight on the page, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, this meet me on the page. Meet me on the page tonight. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
In Jesus' name. I love all of you with the love of Jesus Christ. And I want you to know this, God, that God loves you too. And he loves you in a wonderful way. Hallelujah. Be blessed. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name.
I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Give myself away.
So you can use me. I give myself.